This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Hosea chapters 7 and 8, Leroy tells us how to avoid going flat from a slow spiritual leak. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
If you've ever had a slow leak in a tire, you probably didn't notice anything was wrong until one day you looked at the car and the tire was completely flat. The late Paul Little of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship used to say, there is no such thing as a blowout in the Christian life, only a slow leak. Now in Hosea chapter 7 and 8, we had the description of a slow spiritual leak. Over a period of time, the people of God walked farther and farther away from Him. Now, it probably started just as it does with us, a small sin, an act that looked quite harmless. But it resulted in disorder and eventually in God's judgment. One stage of their downward spiral was noted in Hosea chapter 8, verse 12, where God says, I wrote the many things of my law, but they regarded them as something alien. God had become a stranger among His own people, and they treated His words as something remote and unrelated to their lives. You know, a phrase I've heard a lot of people say is, I don't want to hear it. In saying it, they close their ears to any unwanted message that comes their way. And that's how Hosea records the reaction of the people to the Word of God. It did not fit their lifestyle. So, they closed their ears and went their own way. Now, Christian, let me ask you a question. Is there something you are toying with that displeases the Lord? How is your attitude today towards God's Word? Are you open to His voice? Or is there something you don't want to hear from the Lord? During the days of Hosea, the prophet, God pleaded with His people year after year to repent and turn to Him. His love and compassion are clearly seen in these pages from the Old Testament. But His people refused to listen and brought judgment down on themselves. William A. Ward has said, it is not enough to own a Bible, we must read it. But it's not enough to read it, we must let it speak to us. It's not enough to let it speak to us, we must believe it. And it's not enough to believe it, we must live it. To read the Bible, hear the voice of God, to obey and believe, that's the way that leads to life. Christian, is there a slow spiritual leak in your life today? If there is, why not stop and get it repaired? If the Lord is speaking to you, open your heart to Him and get back on the road of daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy tells how you and I can bear fruit that brings glory to God. Join us on Daily Discipleship.